Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, with a program on the way featuring a memorial tribute to a compelling artist, down-to-earth entertainer, and human being almost universally known as a genuinely nice person. Saxophonist and flutist James Moody passed away in December 2010 at the age of 85, leaving behind a 65-year-long legacy of jazz. And we'll delve into some of it on Blues for Moody, a James Moody musical remembrance, coming up next on Nightlights. Thank you. James Moody on tenor sax performing The Nearness of You with Jimmy Boyd on piano, John Lathan on bass, and Clarence Johnson on drums from Moody's album Wail, Moody, Wail. Jazz writer Gary Giddens once described the essence of James Moody's playing as passion, lyricism, control, distance, unpredictability, wit, and tonal variation. But such artful mastery of music probably seemed unlikely when Moody was born partially deaf in Savannah, Georgia in 1925. He couldn't hear high notes. Growing up in Newark, New Jersey, he began to play saxophone, and eventually he'd shift among tenor, alto, and soprano, in addition to playing flute. And on all instruments, he favored the low and middle registers because of his hearing defect. In the early 1940s, he served in a segregated unit of the Air Force and met Dizzy Gillespie at a military-based concert, where he was invited to audition for Gillespie's big band after his discharge. Steeped in the influences of mid-1940s bebop, Moody would forge one of the most significant musical partnerships of his career when he finally joined Gillespie's orchestra in 1946. His first recorded solo with the band, on Eminon, gained him some early recognition. Jimmy Heath later said, "Moody's Eminon solo was very exciting to all the saxophone players around Philadelphia. It was very different than any blues solo that you had heard. He had the bebop sound." James Moody with the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band on Nightlights.
Thank you.
James Moody's Modernist in 1948 doing his and Gil Fuller's Moody's All Frantic with saxophonist Ernie Henry and Cecil Payne and trumpeters Dave Burns and Elmon Wright in the horn section, James Foreman on piano, Nelson Boyd on bass, Art Blakey on drums, and the legendary Chano Pozzo on bongos from the Blakey Moody CD New Sounds. Dizzy Gillespie's big band before that in 1946 doing Eminon featuring James Moody's first recorded solo from the Gillespie CD Odyssey. James Moody moved to Europe at the end of the 1940s, partly, as he later said, to try to deal with his growing dependence on alcohol and Benzedrine. That dependence would dog Moody throughout the 1950s while he led a successful bop and R&B-styled band, until a six-month stay at Overbrook Hospital in New Jersey in 1958 enabled him to get a fresh and sustained start. Moody stayed in Europe from 1949 to 1951 and made a number of recordings there, among them a version of Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Field's I'm in the Mood for Love that featured him on alto sax, which he would also play throughout his career as well as tenor. I'm in the Mood for Love would become a signature piece for Moody after singer King Pleasure scored a hit stateside with a vocalese take based on Moody's performance, with lyrics penned by bop vocal virtuoso Eddie Jefferson. We'll hear Moody's original recording of it, and we'll also hear a Moody composition written near the end of the 1950s and titled in tribute to the hospital where Moody was able to finally recenter his life. First, James Moody and I'm in the Mood for Love on Nightlights. Thank you. James Moody doing the title track from his 1958 album Last Train from Overbrook, a composition named after the hospital in New Jersey where he stayed for 6 months in order to begin a lifelong recovery from alcoholism. Moody before that with the original I'm in the Mood for Love recording that became the basis for King Pleasure's Vocalese hit, recorded in 1949 from the very best of Prestige Records, a hit that Moody himself would reprise often for the rest of his career, delivering it with his own zestful brand of showmanship. In the early 1960s, James Moody renewed his musical association with Dizzy Gillespie, replacing Leo Wright in the trumpeter's quintet and staying throughout much of the decade. Gillespie biographer Donald Magan writes that Moody's improvisations displayed greater harmonic sophistication, he had mastered a broader range of sounds and colorings to express his emotions, and he projected more passion. In addition, Moody possessed comedic talents and became an apt foil in several of Dizzy's humorous routines. Playing with Moody is like playing with a continuation of myself, Gillespie once said, and Moody would later say, I felt the same way with him. He was my mentor, my teacher, my best friend, and my brother. Dizzy Gillespie and James Moody doing a medley of I Can't Get Started and Round Midnight on Nightlights. Dizzy Gillespie and James Moody performing a medley of I Can't Get Started and Round Midnight from Gillespie's 1963 album Something Old, Something New, with Kenny Barron on piano, Chris White on bass, and Rudy Collins on drums. I'll have more of the music of James Moody in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe in Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Blues for Moody on Nightlights. I'm featuring the music of James Moody on this edition of Nightlights. Like many jazz artists who'd come into their own during the bebop era, Moody professed less than positive thoughts about the free jazz movement of the 1960s. In a 1968 Downbeat blindfold test, he remarked of an Albert Eiler record, "That sounded rather like No Place Like Home, and that's where they should have been." But Moody was listening, especially to John Coltrane's advances, and years before he'd worked hard with bandmate and arranger Tom McIntosh to develop his harmonic skills and knowledge. His jibes at the avant-garde aside, his records from the late 1960s on gave evidence that Moody had kept his ears and his mind open. Reviewing Moody's 1969 album Don't Look Away Now, critic Larry Cart wrote, "It sounds as though he's saying, watch me get into this and back to my other things without a hitch. James Moody and Hear Me on Nightlights." We'll be right back. James Moody doing Hear Me from his 1969 album Don't Look Away Now, backed by Barry Harris on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Alan Dawson on drums. Moody spent much of the 1970s playing in the Las Vegas Hilton Orchestra, backing performers such as Elvis Presley, Bill Cosby, and Liberace. But before taking on this gig for economic security, he made two stellar albums for the Muse label, Never Again and Feelin' It Together. From Feelin' It Together, we'll hear an unusual arrangement of Antonio Carlos Jobim's Wave that also gives us a chance to hear Moody playing flute. Moody had started playing flute in the 1950s after buying one from a man on the street for $30. And though he liked to describe himself as a flute holder rather than player, he became one of the most respected flutists in jazz. James Moody and Wave on Nightlights. Thank you. James Moody on flute performing Wave with Kenny Barron on electric piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and Freddie Waits on drums from Moody's 1973 album Feeling It Together. James Moody performed and recorded almost right up to the time of his death in December of 2010. Fellow saxophonist Sonny Rollins acknowledged the sadness of the loss and said, "But it's also really a joyful moment because he was here in this life. And look what he left people, a legacy of wonderful music and the memory of a wonderful person. To know him and think about him brings light to me. We can't feel sad or sorry. We have to feel good about a man like Moody." Singer Roberta Gamberini recalled Moody's ongoing interest in younger players. Once, she said, he approached a young saxophonist and asked him if he could show Moody how he achieved a certain effect, to which the saxophonist replied, "But Moody, I got it from you." I'll close with Moody's 1988 recording of a John Coltrane composition, the complex wonders of which Moody raved about in a 1972 Downbeat interview. "In time, though, giant steps will come to be like exactly like you," Moody said, citing a swing-era standard. "I just wish I could be around to dig it. The way kids are today, they're very inquisitive. They want to know. Oh, Lord, do me this favor. Let me stick around and cut this last chorus, and then... maybe I could catch the next chorus too." James Moody and Giant Steps on Nightlights. I close with James Moody performing John Coltrane's Giant Steps from his 1988 CD, Moving Forward. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Chuck Nessa and Ronald Lyles. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to other Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Our engineer is John Shelton, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Thank you.